Okay, we continue with Mimelech veKesar. Just to give us context, we have the Bat Kesar and the Ben Melech, and they're meant to make a shidduch between them. And they met, and the Ben Melech even gave the ring to Bat Kesar, but the ring was lost, and the Ben Melech was lost. And the Bat Kesar is all alone, trying to find, come back to the Ben Melech, and there are many false shidduchim that come along the way. We met the first, the second, and tonight we're up to the third, and there's going to be a fourth afterwards. A lot of Mefarshim talk about that these represent the four klipas. Some people talk about that these are the four galios. Again, the Sipurim Maisios, as Rabbi Nosson says over and over and over again, they're not about one thing of history. They're not about one story of the Torah. They're about everything of life, past, present, future, and therefore it has everything in it. These are the four klipas that try to get the Bat Kesar away, the Ben Melech, which we talked about the Bat Kesar being Emuna, and the Ben Melech being Das, and that's all the false shidduchim trying to get in the way of the Das and the Emuna coming together for a beautiful balanced harmony, rather that it puts the Das of Emuna not in harmony. And you have Das on one hand, Emuna on the other hand, and they're not meeting together. And that's what ultimately the story is about. So tonight that we're up to the third group that is going to be a false shidduch to the Bat Kesar. However, as we learned last time, there's a major shift that happened. She meets, in the last place that she was in, the last palace that she was in, she has 11 maids, 11 women with her, and she takes the 11 women with her. And that was a major change. We talked about the 11 represents the Ketores, which is the Ketores, the ability to be mevarer in this world, the good from the bad, which the Arizal would say that's the main tachlis of us being in this world, to be mevarer the good and the bad, what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing, what we should be engaging in, what we shouldn't be engaging in. And now that she has these 11 maids with her, it's giving her the ability to go down into the Netzotzos and all these false shidduchim and bring them up in a very, very meaningful way. So this is, she meets the 12 Gazlanin. V'achar kach ro kimin ihayam v'niskar v'lisham v'yisham shneim asar gazlanim. She meets 12 gazlanim, thieves, v'ratzu lahargam v'sholei ma gadol shabachem v'averilo. They said to them, amr lo, ma ma'aseichem, what do you guys do? Amrullah, Shem Gazlanim, we're Gazlanim. So, just the idea of Gazlanim. The Orach Mishor says, this Perish on Sipur Maishas, that the 12 Gazlanim represent the 12 tribes, and that each one of the tribe represents a different sense of the human, of the person. For example, Ruach. Reuven is the koch ha-re'iyah. Shimon is the koch ha-shmiyah. Yehuda koch ha-dibur. Yisachar koch ha-iyun. Zvulun koch ha-hiluch. Dan midas kas. And Naftali midas. All of them are different midos. And you could take the midos in a good sense and a bad sense. Again, we learn this many, many times. The Baal Shem Tov talks about in Keser Shem Tov that there's no bad midah and there's no good midah. It depends where you bring the midah to. And the idea of the 12 midos is that there are 12 potential good midos, but they can be used for bad. And that's the gazlanim. The gazlanim are there to take the midos and make them bad. To take re'iyah and make it bad. Even to take koach ha'iyun and make it bad. They take the koach ha'schok and make it bad. That's a gazlanim. And those within the 12 powers that man has, that human nature has, these midos, the gazlanim, will bring to the bad. However, she stands up to them, and Amrlo, she says to them, we're also gazlanim. Rakshatem gazlanim b'gvur shalachem, v'anachnu gazlanim al-yidei chachma. Meaning, we're the gazlanim al-yidei chachma, that we're going to bring the midos, we're going to use our chachma to use the midos in the proper way. Kiyonim ulumadud b'loshon b'chli zemer. We won't go into that. V'chein ma betza kitagur. Why do you want to kill us? Meaning, why do you want to kill the midah? Don't kill the midah. We could be very good. We know what to do. We're very good. Halotov should marry us. Meaning, the bad midos and the good midos don't have to fight. Let them marry each other. Let the kas be it. Let the kas be part of our lives, but let's learn how to use the kas. Let schok be part of our lives, but let's learn how to use the schok. Don't kill me. Now, Rabbi Nachum is very against this idea of shviras hamidos. Now, he says somewhere, I'm not sure where, but that if you break a midah, even a bad midah, it shatters into 70 little bad midahs, and now you have to deal with 70 bad midahs. So the idea is to move the midos in a way to be a gazlan neged the gazlan. Right? Even in the Kutei Maran, Rabbi Nachman talks about the gazlanim hakadoshim, the holy gazlanim. He's talking about learning at night during the winter, that we goes all the time. But here too, she says, we're also gazlanim. But why do you want to kill us? Why do you want to just kill the midah? Let's work together. Right, b'chol levavcha b'chol nafsho b'shnei yitzrecha, with all your yitzhar and yitzhar tov. Don't kill the yitzhara. Don't kill Don't kill the yitzhar tov. Let's work together. Let's get married. V'arasu yila ma'ash b'svina v'nisratzu l'dvarea. It made sense to them. V'arua gazlonim them gam kim kol shirusim. And the gazlonim showed their ashirus, and she saw their ashirus, meaning that the midah has a lot of ashirus going either way. The yetzahar is a lot of ashirus. Okay, it has to be brought in the right way. And the yetzah tov is a lot of ashirus. V'olchusim bechol makom shalem eskimu shaliyin esum bas achas kim bezeachar ze. This is actually a beautiful idea that they should get married one after the other. They shouldn't get married together. When you're fixing, when you're working on midos, don't take all the 12 midos at one time. Take it one by one by one by one. Rabbi Nachman would say, you know, now I'm working on taivas achila. Now I'm working on taivas niv. Now I'm working on this. One by one by one born. You don't take all the midos together. Gam shivu l'cholot shvara echad l'fi aroi lo agod l'fi god lo v'achar kach amr lahem sh'techabit usum b'gayin tov. Again, here they're going to get drunk. And which has happened to every person. This is the downfall of all these false shiduchim. And she gives yayin 12 gvi'im, and each one drink from their gvi'ah. This is 12 of them. And she said to her friends, now let's shech them. Now that they're under us, and the Yetzirah is already under us, that we have the Yetzirah, let's shech the Yetzirah. We don't need the Yetzirah anymore. They shechted the Yetzirah. Again, they needed the Yetzirah at a certain point. They wanted to be gozel the Yetzirah. Once it goes the Yetzirah, shech the Yetzirah. They found this unbelievable ashirus by these 12 pirates. They sent everything out of the Sfina. They just kept the Zahav and the Avonim Tovos. And then now we have this big change. This is a major change in Rabbi Nachman's stories, and just a famous part that a lot of people quote, misunderstand, etc. They decided that they don't want to dress like women anymore. The tuffel and big days harm, and they sewed for themselves male clothing, malbushe Ashkenaz, short jackets, valchu masvina, and they went with the Sfina. So what's this idea that all of a sudden they're dressing like men? And we're going to see the next part of the story. Very important ramifications that they look like men. Everybody, there was a man, basically there was a woman who wanted to marry the man. But they were really women. We'll see in the next part of the story. What's this idea of changing clothing? So I've heard many things. I've heard even talking about the Rabbi Nachman's view on feminism, that sometimes the woman has to wear the pants. Again, Rabbi Nachman said, "You can please understand anything of my Torahs in any way you want. Just don't change a line in the Shulchan Aruch." So I guess you can understand it like that. But I think that the changing of the malbushim is the changing of the bad midah, meaning taking a bad midah and fighting and breaking the ra, in order that the ra itself was ne'efach letov, and we find this expressed in the Tanya, Perek Tet and Yud of Lukute Amarim. I'm sorry that I'm mixing Tanya and Rabbi Nachman right now. I think they would be happy, but who knows? So I just want to read a little Perek Yud in the Tanya, and this really gives us the point. When we fight so much in the Bahamas, meaning when we gazlonim, we shech the bad, the left side, but then we have a tzadik gamar that the ra is changing to tov. And he says like this, Ki a tzadik gomer shenefach hara shalo l'tov, when we change the ra l'tov by the tzadik gomer, l'chei nikud tzadik v'tov lom. Hu a yideh hasaris abgodim atzom, taking away the dirty clothing. The dirty clothing. Meaning, perhaps it's talking about the clothing of the nekeva. The clothing of the nekeva, and going to this, the clothing of the sheva al taisa to the go-getter, that all of a sudden the nekeva becomes a gazlan, and the nekeva shechts, and it's a very male type of thing. And then we change the clothing, the bigdei atzoim, and we're able to change the darkness into light, the ra into tov. And that could be the changing of the clothing here, that these Bat Kesar, together with her 11 princes, the maids, were able to take the ra and nefach et tov. It's called in Tanya and other Sefer Chassidus, is able to hitapcha. They're able to change the ra into tov, and to take away the big day tzoim, and to wear clothing of royalty. Next part of the story is the fourth klipa that's going to come and try to get the Bas Kesar. Laila tov.